This is GQDN for Tuesday, June 10th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. They are really good, including the one called Questworthy. And if you go to the checkout line, put in the promo code Quest, you get 25% off of your purchase. Yeah, it's 25% off. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. We did a watch along there. Interesting titles. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some Outer Worlds 2 news, some PlayStation systems update, and why wasn't it Ryan Reynolds' voice for Deadpool? But we begin today with three different articles all about the same subject. The SAG-AFTRA union has now reached a tentative agreement with quite a few companies. And according to PC Gamer, that would include EA, Warner Brothers, and Epic over the AI voiceover projections. Now, there were 30 Apex Legends actors who did refuse to sign an agreement back in February this past year because they were still afraid that they would, quote, give up our expertise to train the generative AI that will replace us tomorrow, end quote. Now, at that time, there were more actors, such as the ones in Baldur's Gate 3, Mass Effect, and other games, that did raise some frustrations. But there was an agreement, and the official announcement from the SAG-AFTRA said that the union has, quote, reached a tentative agreement on terms for the interactive media contract subject to review and approval by the National Board of Redaction by the membership in the coming weeks. Specific details of the agreement will be released with the ratification materials, end quote. Now, there were some big names within this agreement, which would include Activision, Blind Light LLC, Disney Character Voices, Electronic Arts Productions, Epic Games, Formosa Interactive, and Insomniac Games, Insomniac Games, Take-Two Productions, and WB Games. Now, Duncan Crabtree in Ireland, which is the union's national executive director and chief negotiator, did say that the agreement, quote, puts in place the necessary AI guardrails that defend performers' livelihoods in the AI age, alongside other important gains, end quote. Now, one of the actors, Valeria Rodriguez, did get up on X and said, quote, keeping the characters hostage from us and hurting our experience, what? We're fighting for workers' rights. That's what a strike is all about. I know this isn't all gotcha fans, but the replies to some of my fellows are horrendous. Now, Crabtree was applauding the agreement, according to Eurogamer, because he said, quote, everyone at SAG-AFTRA is immensely grateful for the sacrifices made by video game performers and the dedication of the Interactive Media Agreement Negotiating Committee throughout these many months of the video game strike. Patience and persistence have resulted in a deal that pulls in place the necessary AI guardrails that defend performers' livelihoods in the AI age, alongside their important gains, end quote. So do note, not all the I's are dotted, and not all the T's are crossed. So just be aware. But we are indeed hopeful, and we will be talking about this on the weekly show. Now, on to PC Gamer, because they said that a fan-made GTA 6 map was deleted. Now, we know that GTA 6 has been mapping the project since about September 2022, so almost 3 years ago. It's been a few years that the game has come a pretty long way, but a lot of the players are starting to ask about how much it is truly accurate. Elite Firebox on Reddit did say, quote, it's crazy that even how little info we've really had about this game for a while now. Folks on GTA 6 mapping community have been able to cook up an amazing and accurate map, just like they did over a decade ago with GTA 5, end quote. Further quote, it's been cool to see the scale of the mapping project increase with the amount of info the mapping community is finding and the info that Rockstar has put out. The fact is, it is possible the map could be even larger than what is currently known as crazy. I cannot wait for how improved the mapping project will be here within the next 6 months, end quote. Now, the map was indeed shown, and it does show a peninsula with an island. Now, that's not going to get into the storyline and all that stuff, but that's what the fans made. But some of the things are starting to go away, but we'll see if they do or not, because people are really enjoying the map, and this is a fan-made map. Now, Management 37 was talking about the map and said, quote, Panhandle and GTA 6 map will be the greatest addition for immersion and making the island feel less like an island and more like an actual landmass. The complaint I had with GTA 5 was that it felt that you could only go north or south. The map felt very thin and dull to look at and explore, end quote. So there'd be a map. You know who would want to show up on that map only because he could? Deadpool. GameSpot.com said that Ryan Reynolds did share his response because he was being replaced in the Deadpool VR. So if you saw it on the Summer Games Fest, you would know that Neil Patrick Harris stepped in as the voice of Deadpool. So Ryan Reynolds got up on YouTube and did some talking. And he said up on the YouTube, quote, June 7th, 2025. Today I learned a lesson about buttholes they don't teach you in medical school. People who steal your signature role are the biggest buttholes of all. No, I didn't blame MetaQuest. Neil Patrick Harris is an amazing actor with the nursing voice of an angel. But even though I haven't hit puberty yet, I still know when you're getting totally. So, was this the right move? We'll find out later. And we'll find out later about this one too. Not too much later though. As you all know, The Outer Worlds 2 is coming out very soon. And the devs were talking about this via Polygon.com. And they were talking to the design director, Matt Singh, and the creative director, Leonard Borowski, while talking about Outer Worlds 2. Singh was up first. Quote, first and foremost, we're an Obsidian RPG, and we want to make sure that that's the foundation. But what's nice is we had the foundation built from the first game. And what we looked at was, what are the aspects that we want to improve on? Okay, we know how to make Obsidian role-playing games. Oh, here's an avenue for improvement, which is how we do upgrade our gunplay. How do we get more variety there, right? How do we add more to our stealth toolkit that allows people more ways to express their character build, which is ultimately where we're coming from. Our motto is, your world, your way. What we are really saying is, we value the player agency, and so if you want to go just shoot, you want to just engage with all of that combo loop. You actually don't even want to do a whole lot of the compensation stuff. Okay, you can totally do that. We're leaning into all of those conversations. We're leaning into all of the reactivity, but we let you play it however you'd like, end quote. And there they got into some of the in-game propaganda, some of the factions, and maybe some strategies that you could use, along with strategies in another game. And that game would be Satisfactory. It's getting an update, just to let you know. 1.1 is coming, or is here. And it does have some new buildings, controller support, and some better ways to travel. Thank you, PC Games N, for the update. Speaking of updates, PlayStation 5 now has a major controller feature. Well, it will, because according to PlayStationLifestyle.com, Sony did tease some plans for the PlayStation system update that will improve the DualSense controller functionality and some other things, which means, well, according to the PlayStation X account, quote, want to pair your DualSense controller to multiple devices at once? An update planned later this year enhances pairing functionality, end quote. So as they said, stay tuned. And that could go to your Apple products,
iPad, iPhone, Mac, Apple TV.
And it could go to the Google products too. This and that stuff. We'll see what happens. Now also, there's still some rumors out there that says that Halo could be coming to PlayStation. WCC UpTech, that says that there's some new information about that. So we're going to Rumorville. The data miner, Grunt Detuppy, up on X again, did confirm that they discovered a new title in the retail API that is possibly compatible with both Xbox consoles for PlayStation 5, and the game has a new ID, which is not, could not be a port for Halo Infinite or the Master Chief Collection, but could be a brand new game that has yet to be announced. So here's what Grunt.appy did say up on X, quote, "I honestly didn't expect to come across this today, but I can now officially confirm a Halo game is coming very soon to PlayStation. As of now, there's no sign of a version for Nintendo Switch 2. Digging." Now, Grunt.appy did not provide any evidence to the information that they shared, but according to WCC of Tech, he or she is a reliable source. Rumorville. But I know what's not a rumor. Blizzard did unveil a new Warcraft short story called Faith in Flame. Blue Post, quote, "Since she was small, Farron Lothar has felt a call deep within her to brave the darkness. Now Farron feels that call again, compelling her to leave Hollowfall with Anduin and the Outlanders. Join Farron Lothar for a special fireside telling of our newest short story. Join Farron Lothar for a special fireside telling our newest short story, Faith in Flame, written by L.L. McKinney, illustrated by Zoltan Burrows, and narrated by Paris Blue and Farron Lothar. Then find out if Farron is equal to the task of her in the Rise of Red Dawn story campaign, arriving with the War Within Legacy of Arathar, arriving on June 17th. And if you're catching up with the War Within story, embark on a legacy narrative journey with Heartlands, a 5-part audio novella written by Adam Christopher and narrated by Chris Metzen." End quote. It's up now. So is this, maybe. Okay, not here, but in the UK, the Pokemon Scarlet and Pokemon Violet is now back in stock because it is a Steelbook edition and it's in the UK. £100 or €100. I'm not European. That's obvious. But if you don't want that, Pokemon Legends Z to A, the Switch 2 edition, is £53 or euros. But it's on sale, right? Okay, good. So are these. Or maybe they're just getting some physical releases. Just a reminder, Outer Worlds 2 and Ninja Gaiden 4. Thanks, Pure Xbox. If I did say sales, right? Quite a few. Pure Xbox did say that only on Xbox. So check your PlayStation, people. Check your Nintendo eShops. Alan Wake 2 Deluxe Edition, 60% off. I'm only going to hit a few of them. Dragon's Dogma 2, $31.50, 60% off. Forza Horizon 5, Premium Add-ons Bundle, $25, 50% off. Resident Evil 4, $20. RoboCop Rogue City, $6. If you're still looking to get WWE 2K25, $42, 40% off. Yep, all that stuff. This has been a Dawn Forge production 2025. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some video games, people.